Organizational Structures and Elements, Part 1. Great businesses are not built in a vacuum. There are certain elements that not only determine the structure of the organization, but also their operation. These are elements that play a major role in the goals of the company, divisions, and teams, and help define the roles of employees and resources in the organizational structure. Without a plan for managing the various elements of an organization may fail to function efficiently or even fail completely. So what are these essential elements of an organization? And how does management go about managing them? The six elements of an organization include: Chain of Command. The chain of command is the line of authority in any organization that begins at the top level and ends at the bottom. It is the complete layout of authority, and it functions as a roadmap detailing who employees should report to. The two key concepts of this element are: Authority. This refers to the right to issue a command, order, or instruction and compel subordinates to take certain actions. Responsibility. This refers to the obligation of the subordinate to perform work that is assigned by a supervisor. While the chain of command relates to the overall hierarchy of the organization, unity of command is one of FAIL's 14 principles of management that states an employee should only have one direct supervisor. FAIL believed that if an employee is assigned tasks by more than one supervisor, it may lead to confusion for the employee and conflict. Span of control. The span of control refers to the number of employees each manager is responsible for supervising in an organization. This element of organizational structures seeks to determine the number of managers an organization needs to effectively supervise employees based on the number of employees and departments it has. The more employees an individual manager has, the wider the span becomes. However, that number may be different for each organization. Work specialization. Work specialization, also known as division of labor, refers to the extent that a job, necessary for reaching organizational objectives, is broken down into separate tasks. This is done in situations where a job cannot be handled by one person or would require multiple areas of expertise to produce a single product. Work specialization results in employees becoming masters in a specific area of expertise. This allows managers to assign these employees to a specific task with minimal supervision. When an employee gains knowledge and experience in a specific area of expertise, this is called job specialization. While job specialization can result in increased productivity and high job satisfaction, over time it could result in employees becoming bored with their jobs or being limited in the type of jobs they are able to perform.